Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum leading all hearts to Christ. Today is Year C, Spring, Week 9. The Big Idea. In heaven, angels surround the throne of Jesus, praising the Lamb who died for us. One day, we and all creation will join in. Memory verse. Glory and power belong to God forever and ever. Revelations 5:13b. We learned last week that a day is coming when everyone will worship Jesus. We see that day come in today's Bible passage. Millions of angels, every living being, all creatures on earth, even the ones crawling underground and swimming in the sea, all of them are speaking. Imagine every living thing simultaneously speaking. Even the earth itself is talking. Such an event could be chaos, but not on this day. On this day, every voice will be saying the same thing. The Lamb whose blood was shed to save us is worthy of our praise. He is completely worthy. But why are they so excited? Why at this moment are they proclaiming His worthiness? There is a reason. Old Testament. Today's passage was provisioned by the prophet Jeremiah. In the middle of an attack by the Babylonians, God told Jeremiah to buy a plot of land from his cousin in a territory that, at that time, was being destroyed by evil Nebuchadnezzar's forces. In faith, Jeremiah obeyed, and for 17 pieces of silver, bought the land his cousin believed was worthless. In the presence of witnesses, Jeremiah signed a deed to the land and sealed it, making him its rightful owner. God instructed Jeremiah to store the deed in a jar until the day that land would be bought and sold in Israel again, restored to its rightful owner, God's people. Jeremiah's faith was matched by God's promise that this attack and their captivity were only temporary. Jesus. We learned last week that the prophet Daniel also saw the end times coming. Unlike John when writing Revelation, Daniel was told these things were far off, more than 600 years before John's vision. Revelation 5 reopens the great scene that Daniel witnessed. John testifies that there is a sealed scroll in the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. It is a title deed, like the one Jeremiah sealed and signed, but this title deed is unlike any other. This is the title to the whole earth. And John weeps when no one is found to open its seven seals. Then he sees the Lamb. By his blood, Jesus the Lamb has purchased people of every nation and restored them to God. So God has given him all authority in heaven and on earth. He is the only one worthy of all authority, and he is the returning rightful owner of the whole earth. Satan is called the prince and even the god of this world. But he is not royalty, and he is no god at all. He is a liar and a thief, and nothing he controls on earth belongs to him. John is telling us that the rightful owner of the world is coming to claim what is his. That is why the whole earth sings together. The church and the world. There is at least one day on earth when everyone and everything here will agree with everyone and everything in heaven. We will all speak with one accord. It is the day that Jesus comes back to take what is rightfully His, us included. On that day, each of us who has been redeemed by Christ will join in the song of the worshipers of God around His throne. We too will sing, "Praise and honor belong to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Glory and power belong to God forever and ever." Let us live every moment in light of that day, knowing our battle here on earth is temporary. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.